Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Hold on, everybody.
Okay? Pre-show fight.
Yeah. Stop recording.
As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle. Hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous nerd talk, holding longer and dumber nerd talk. Plus, from the wasteland of Eastern Washington, picking fights before we even get rolling. He's browner than ever before. He's not welcome in Spokane. Your Montana Mountain King, Brandon from Lanai.
Oh man. That's my fight with you guys has so much to do with the fact that I was just not on the. I was in Hawaii last week and I couldn't call in for the rest of the show when somebody talked about who you guys would eat first if we were in a plane crash.
Yeah,
and it's me. And okay, first of all, you guys were like,
"Perfect! Look how brown he is." Oh man, you cover him in butter. It's perfect. Oh, he's already braised. It's amazing.
I did eat so much butter. There's so much butter in like Filipino pastries.
I love it.
It was so good.
You are like the perfect amount of juicy right now.
Yeah.
I just think that the whole time you guys were like...
What are you upset about, actually? That's what I want to know. That because
you
guys
were... You were like, oh, he'd be the best because he's, like, fit, but he's not actually fit. And then, like, Siege was like... He's kind of, like, thick fit. I was like, wait a sec.
Slim thick.
You look great now, buddy. Like, I'm just... You know, like, it's... You've been known to go on a pizza-making spree, right?
That's true.
Anthony Pizza Thony.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Tony Pizza
fair.
Over here.
I'm just trying to think, like, who would be the most, like, marbly... I wonder what would a human steak look like? Mm. Just like a normal steak? It just look like a steak?
Don't ask Siege. You'll hear a zipper.
I've got some meat for you.
Yes.
The one time I listen to the show, I find out about how I'm going to be the first to go, even though, like, Greg literally volunteers, and then they're like, no, we're going to kill that guy.
I'll go as tribute. We're like, no, screw your tribute. We want to eat Brandon.
He's the youngest.
Question of the week is, what percent of fat, lean meat are you?
Question of the week is, who are we eating? Or did we ask that last week?
Well, that was last week, yeah. I was like, question of the week. First, you prefaced it with if you were in a plane crash. Then you wait, hold on. Question of the week is a wap wap wow. Audible. The one time, guys, this show is very funny, especially when you're not on it.
Well, that's great. Thanks. That makes me feel really good. It's a good start so far. He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's helped me pet an alligator. His call sign is Corn Dog One, but we call him Siege. Hey, buddy.
That wasn't an alligator, sir.
It was a human steak.
Oh, I was like, I think
it was a lap ham.
I don't think it was. No, I was like, I don't think it was a crocodile. I think we were in America. Okay, yes, it was a baby alligator, 9 years old and only about a foot and a half long, and it still looked like it wanted to eat all of us because it hated us so much. So.
I still think you could be describing Siege's penis.
Foot and a half long, and it wants to eat us.
Sounds about correct.
All right. Well, that's. Gravy says, can't believe the guy named Gravy isn't first. Helping us behind the scenes and then schooling us at the end, we have producer Sean Gravy Gurman. There we go. None of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, you can let us know what we get wrong, or if you want to help us out, tell us what we get right. That's usually what Gravy does, and it's never anything that we did correct or whatever. But you can help out by hopping onto nerdtalkplus.com to find out more. Tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things about Siege. Do we have anything sexy to report in here, Siege? I've got one thing, I think.
You got something? All right. Welcome. Then, by all means, go. I just found out that my son has braces. And that's all I got.
Talking about his trouser meat, but Yes. Sieges.
He's like, oh, also
breaking news.
I got a message from Brandon Griffith, realtor in Spokane, that says, listening back to the podcast, I don't know what happened to my audio. We should put out there if any of our listeners want to compete for the record for Capri Sun consumption with a paper straw, you should send us a video and their time. That way we can show just how average Mike Jack is. What a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I was just thinking we could start a real online beef with Mike Jack, who has no idea who we are, but just find him and just, like, we should dispute his world record. Just put it on our, like, on all of our handles.
I'm sure, on the Guinness page, they actually tagged him in each one of his things that he did. So we're just going to have to find it. We're just going to have to find his at and then put every video of us beating his world record up there and at him.
No,
even Greg. Because listen,
because that was the
turned
best.
So red that it popped. And I think that's a world record on its own.
I was at Discount Tire today getting a tire fixed, obviously. And I had my computer with me. So I was going through the video of that, editing it. And it's, it's like 20 minutes long. I don't know how to break it up. You guys can tell me what you think is the best. Like, we could do it by person. We could do a whole story arc. We could do just me dying. I don't know what it is.
I think we should do a full, like, John Madden play-by-play of everything that went wrong with Gregor's first attempt.
Oh, dude, it is. I'm glad I rolled a second video because you can really see it fall apart. It's real. It's real bad. So, yeah, anyway, reach out at nerdtalkplus.com. You can tell us which one of us you would eat first. That's what we want to hear from you. NerdTalkPlus.com is the website. We have a link tree there with different ways to reach us, and including to consume the pod. Also, I'd like to know if anyone had any problems accessing the pod this week, because we switched to a new platform, not our choice, but my company switched. The Odyssey has a new... It's behind the scenes or whatever, and I want to make sure everyone's thing worked okay. We can no longer put E for Everyone on there, so I'm sorry. And then there might be a few problems that arise from that.
No, never.
Okay, well, let's, Brandon, how was Hawaii? That's a good place to start. You seemed pretty mad about it a few minutes ago.
Yeah, it was, I would think it would be sugarcoating it to say it was fine.
Yeah.
It was like, wow. Yeah.
I mean, you look delicious. So it's like, I got to say that it seems
you look pumpkin spicy.
I ate so much butter and fried food.
I think
it was
pumpkin picante is how you say that, actually. I think that's okay. He's turned a new shade. So
pumpkino picante.
Yeah.
Dude, just traveling with children, like the kids did. So we got stuck on the, like they thought it was going to be a 30-minute delay.
Calabaza picante. Sorry.
Oh, that's pumpkin. Great. Glad we have that now.
He's just on one today. Angry.
Guys, I got...
Glad you interrupted me.
You guys, okay. I got... On the way there, I know that this was almost 2 weeks ago at this point, but on the way there, on the runway, the airplane, like the pilot, I almost said the driver, the pilot slammed on the brakes, which I'm sure that's not, like, he doesn't just, like, put his foot down like you would, but slams on the brakes and
I'm going to turn this plane around!
You sit your butt down, mister! We got taken all the way back to the gate, and they're like, all right, 30 minutes, we're not going to get off the plane, they just have to fix this one little thing, and I'm like, that's super reassuring. 2.5 hours later, and they don't deplane us, and I've got two little kids on the plane who did great for 2.5 hours, but we used up all of the goodwill that existed in their tiny little bodies.
Sure.
And that too. So then the next 6.5 hours were absolute hell. And then on the way back, we are...
Brandon just had his noise-canceling headphones on and was like, hey, Paige... Could you keep them quiet? I'm trying to watch a movie.
Yeah.
Handle them, please.
Yeah, I did watch one movie over the course of my 6.5 hour flight on the way back. I watched I would have liked to watch more than one movie, but I was only able to get through one movie in that 6.5 hours. I couldn't even tell you what movie it was at this point. It was literally yesterday. We got in. we got in at 1 a.m. We got into our house at 1 a.m. And I let the dogs out. We hadn't hardly eaten anything all day. I let the dogs out and I went out back and heard my dog howling and I was like, what is going on? I go out there and she had been sprayed by a skunk one in the morning.
Get awesome. Out of here.
Awesome.
And I was like, I can't deal with
just that's cover it. Calling the Brown Angels. Squadron of turkeys comes flying in.
I was like, I can't. Like, typically, that's like a code red with animals is like porcupines getting in their faces, which is, happens all the time in Spokane, and skunks, like getting sprayed by a skunk. That's like code red. Like, take them immediately to the bath.
Code red, better than Baja Blast. Controversial take.
Dude, I agree. 100%.
Yeah. Code red orange actually is the one that's better, but anyway.
All right, stopped agreeing right there. So the skunk thing happens, and instead of like taking her to the bath, I'm like, I have zero capacity to deal with this. Cover all of the furniture, make her sleep on her bed, whatever.
Oh my God.
Go upstairs. It turns out I got hit with most of the skunk because I go upstairs and the stink follows.
You're welcome.
It was terrible. Yeah.
You're like, so should we just get stoned or what? I mean, it's already bad. Let's just really lean in on this.
Take a shower. Wake up this morning. Kids had not bathed in a couple of days.
They all stink.
Let's put them in the bath. And as soon as we put our daughter in the bath, she poops in the tub. So, you guys, like, this trip did not end until I stepped foot through my office doors this morning, because everything up until then was just absolute bananas.
Two kids under three to Hawaii is on an airplane. That's a bold move. I think it was funny that every single photo was you carrying your daughter, and so it seems like you've already picked a child. So
no, I'm doing that completely. This is gonna sound not correct. I was doing it completely against her will, because she would much prefer my wife, but my wife holds her the rest of the time.
The wife you used to have access to?
The wife that I used to have access to.
Got it. Yeah. Great. That is a reference to Full 90 Soccer Time podcast, I think, or maybe this podcast, but from a long time ago. So.
Yeah.
But Hawaii, a place with beaches and sunshine and pine trees, apparently, and Cybertrucks. Boy, did I make my kid laugh. He loves that Cybertruck, and I was like, oh, I thought that was our refrigerator, and he, like, lost it. Oh, is that a rolling dumpster, or is that... I mean, he could not stop, so I've actually successfully turned somebody against the Cybertruck by... it. They're so bad. I thought I would grow on me, and at some point I'd be like, this is cool, but no, it looks like it is thoughtless as I originally...
I told you guys, like, like that whole island. I know you guys, I think you guys talked about it a little bit on the last pod. Like, that whole island is owned by Larry Ellison of Oracle, and almost all of the island, except for the one way too nice of a house that my in-laws have that you should not have toddlers at ever, because otherwise everybody's going to be pissed all the time. but the rest of the island is owned by Larry Ellison, and for the longest time that we've ever gone down there,
he sounds like a 70s white basketball player to me. Larry Ellison. That sounds like a guy that, like,
he looks like he could have been too. He's a tall guy, I think. They
played for the Utah Jazz, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
They had Teslas as like the main, like the Tesla model, whatever, one of the car ones that was like the main shuttle to and from the airport to their Four Seasons hotels and whatever. Like, that was the main thing. So you would drive around, it would just be the whole island would be everybody else's, like, that lives on the island, everybody else's crappy Toyota Tundra or Tacoma, like old or like really sick souped up one that they've kept, like, from 1980 that they've kept pristine care. Maybe I mean
the gravy one that gravy lives in.
Yeah.
Like, super pristine ones, or these, like,
I know that's not the actual car you drive, but like the gravy of the island keeps running smoothly. Yeah, he gave me the stink face there.
The island anyway. Gravy. and then gravy. So I thought that being on the island, where, like, the first thing I asked my father-in-law when I got down there is, like, do they have the, because he's such a Tesla nerd, not my father-in-law, the Larry Ellison, he's such a Tesla nerd, I was like, would they have a Cybertruck here? And my father was like, oh yeah, they have like three or four of them. I was like, okay, maybe seeing like multiple of them in action in a single place where it's not just like such a eyesore on the regular roads of Spokane or wherever you live, like, I thought maybe seeing more of them, it would be less weird. And it's not. It's just it's more bad. It's just more bad things on the road.
Yeah. Like, coming from a place where there are far too many ostentatious cars and ones that you don't want to see, like the Lamborghini SUVs, the Maserati SUVs, like all the different types of things that are abominations and should not exist. Yeah, they're just the worst, and they're still the worst.
It looks like cheap. It looks like not complete, like an incomplete thought. Like, someone was just like,
a refrigerator.
Yeah, I mean, it really does.
If Homer would have been able to, you know, slap some speed holes on it, maybe it would be like cooler or whatever. But yeah, there's nothing redeeming about the thing except for like sometimes I see the front lights. And I'm like, yeah, that's all right. But
like honest to God, I see the Cybertruck driving around. Like I saw one today that was completely wrapped in matte white. And the only design on it whatsoever was across the back of it. It says Cybertruck. It's like, give me a break.
The tramp stamp.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. And still, my refrigerator in my kitchen right now looks even sturdier and more complete than that truck.
They're not even allowed to put like regular size truck nuts on the Cybertruck. They have to be even smaller truck nuts.
Dude, we should get KitchenAid magnets and put it on people's Cybertrucks.
Yes! Oh, yes.
I told our kid, I was like, you know why our refrigerator's cooler than that Cybertruck? Because it has a NASA magnet on there. And he's like, a magnet even wouldn't even stick to that. I'm like, I don't know if he's burning them or if he doesn't understand that that's metal. But if that's a sick burn, dude, you're the coolest. So,
I love it.
Gravy, can you look up the car from Robot Jocks and see if that looks like the Cybertruck? Because it might. Oh, look at that. Digital truck nuts for the Cybertruck.
Wow, that is... polygon nuts.
That kind of just looks like a... Like, that looks like somebody who plays a lot of Dungeons & Dragons who wanted to put truck nuts on their car.
Or someone who lives in Sedona that just like is like, look, I have crystal truck nuts.
Yeah.
And look, they didn't even like attach it the real way. They used like a... wire.
Oh, I thought
a
you
piece
meant like
of wire and just like you meant threaded like via, it through
via a scrotum. You know? Yeah, they didn't even attach it the real way.
They didn't even attach the scrotum the real way.
So that's, I mean, other than the LED lights that we have, that's kind of the same bad idea. The car from Robot Jocks. If you haven't seen Robot Jocks, it is from the late 80s, and I, you know, you might not have been alive then, Brandon, but like you got to go back and watch this. If you're a friend of Gravy Navy, go back and watch it the way we watch things, because it sure is unbelievable. Yeah. I saw a DeLorean today, and even the DeLorean is sort of ruined for me because of the Cybertruck, because I'm like,
yeah,
it's now so old, and the Cybertruck has like made the novelty of an angular metal, bare metal
it's
car.
Ruined stainless steel.
Yeah. I wonder if there'll be an exodus from stainless steel appliances now because of Cybertruck.
Right.
Next thing you know, there's going to be like, you know, the white metal ones, and it's going to have the burner coils on it. And that'll be
oh, this has a gas range. We're really looking for electric coil. Sorry, guys. That's a realtor DeLorean? Joke.
I got it. We're progressive here, though. Okay. Yeah. So we're going to ban gas. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Washington.
Did you guys see the new DeLorean? That they're coming back with a DeLorean and it's all electric?
I thought you said like a new DeLorean.
A new DeLorean.
it's like it has real truck nuts.
From Allura. Yeah. No, it's the DeLorean, Motor Company bringing them back again.
Yeah, it's not going to work this time, though.
Inside.
You have to, you have to like make something that looks like it's going to be from the year 2075, so it has to be on fire, like obviously.
Yeah.
But you know, things come in cycles. Everybody wants a hatchback. And plus, it's all got all the new stuff in it. It's going to be all electric inside. I like if they can get this right, maybe the DeLorean was too early.
I wouldn't disagree. Maybe if it's, I would it's say this that time this machine, we can fix it.
Yeah. Especially now that it's all electric. I mean, wait, no, they didn't create it all electric. They just made the flux capacitor eat garbage.
Yeah.
I was thinking that was all. Well, we don't need 1.21 gigawatts anyway.
Yeah. Gigawatt.
Everybody's got a plug at work.
Tom York and a bunch of other artists got together this week. 10,500 artists got together to...
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You say that AI is bad, okay, when it comes to art. And specifically releasing a statement that said the unlicensed use of creative works for training generative AI is a major unjust threat to the livelihoods of the people behind those works and must not be permitted, reads the statement. And I was like, yeah, AI's the worst. But then I got to thinking about it a little bit, and I'm not suggesting that we take the art away from the humans. I'm just saying it's gonna happen anyway. Shouldn't we be grateful it's copying good artists and not just making like it computer versions of Insane Clown Posse and the people that perpetuate that? Wouldn't it be better to have AI influenced by something cool than by dubstep, which is less terrible than I thought it was back in the day. But
like, just alienated half of our listenership. The Florida half.
Yeah. Guy.
I think it's more like the Florida two-thirds, to be fair. Yeah. But basically, the siege contingent. Yeah.
Have you guys heard any of this AI, any of this AI music that's been going on? I mean, like, there's an entire band or whatever called Girly Girl Productions. It's AI music made for, like, Gen Z girls. And the first song that I heard of it, like, I heard it the other day. I've literally got it. I can pull it up if we can play it. I don't know if we're allowed. Are we allowed to play that?
Yeah, I don't care, actually.
So, it's a computer, okay. So they can't sue us.
All right, here. That's how the name of their first single and their number one banger is called 10 Drunk Cigarettes.
Okay.
Oh, this is like a...
Girls don't need men, but we don't need Ken.
Just wait.
Us girls are doing fine on our own, so if you're a man, leave us alone. Getting girls rich, yes, that's a part of my plan. And I can name 10 things us girls need before we ever need a man. One new vape, two lines of coke, three drinks from the bar.
Holy
four
crap.
More lines of coke, five fast fries, six hits of my blind, seven more lines. Shoes, nine baby belts, and
10
drunk cigarettes.
Like, what?
First of all, it starts off being like, to me, it's like a video on TikTok that's like, five things to do with your boyfriend this weekend when you're at the Pike Place Market, but then it turns into like rails.
10 more lines of coke.
Also, it's like, it sounds like a girl who would be like... Like a 10-year-old girl singing about the thing that girls like horses and unicorns and seven more lines of coke.
But also like the worst parts of the internet. It's it's really interesting because, as we all know, like there's, you know, 10 people that write all of the pop music, just like little goblin humans that like have great sense of pitch and songwriting. And so they make these things, and then it's just how the production around it changes, but it's all the same formulaic stuff. And so, like, yeah, if I was a pop music producer, I'd be pretty worried about that because while we might still, there might be a novelty to having an AI star or something like that, you're still going to want a human being that you can, like, envision, like, kidnapping and, like, you know, holding ransom or something like that for
four more lines of coke.
Yeah, or doing four more lines of coke or whatever.
Once I got, go ahead.
No, but it's just the idea that, like, people need a way to be, like, how am I going to be outraged at Taylor Swift if she says that I should vote for somebody if she's not real, other than being mad at the producers or whatever? But when it's an AI, who am I going to be mad at anymore? So we still need like a human, I think, to deliver this stuff. But to make it, why not? And why not?
Song number three, Coked Up Friend Adventure.
Why not just let the AI be like, what happens if the reverb gets turned all the way up and that's the new effect? And people are like, well, this is so weird, I don't even know, but it's got perfect melody, perfect like counterpoint, so it moves correctly. I think it could be really dangerous for how we consume really garbage music. But you'll still have bands like Fugazi and stuff like that happen where like people make cool stuff. So yeah.
One of the I told you I watched one full movie on the airplane yesterday, and I started a second movie that I made it 30 whole minutes in, and it was a movie called The Creator. Have you guys seen this? Or
yes,
I feel like this would fall very much in the wheelhouse of something that we all would be interested in. Not as like, okay, like
Gregor would love it if he watched movies.
The concept of it, Gravy gave me the so-so hand. I think like the concept of it, if we all watched the trailer, we'd all be like, yeah, okay, this would be something to watch. But it's basically a movie about like the AI. They call it the AI because it became very weird to me that they didn't like come up with a fun name for it, like Skynet or, you know, some company name. It was just like AI in general, and I was like, we should all just rename AI Truck Nuts. How do we teach AI that its own name is Truck Nuts?
Girly Girl Productions.
Brings you the new banger, Truck Nuts.
Seven more lines of coke.
But the whole concept is basically like the AI turns on humanity, but like AI has also I don't know, like AI is not all on one side. Anyway, it's something that's great. But the first song, the first actual song that comes up in the whole movie is Kid A by Radiohead. Oh. And so
that must have been expensive.
Yeah, unless Tom York feels so strongly about how anti-AI he is that he donated his song to
Well, I don't even think did you watch the whole movie, because I thought it was more.
You only saw 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
You only got one full movie. Only 30 minutes of this one.
Yeah. This is a spoiler alert. It turns out that like the humans turned on AI.
I figured it was
protecting the humans. Yeah.
I figured that's where it was going to go. Based on the,
it's like voting for a felon and then saying that you're pro police or whatever. The humans are turning on the thing that's protecting them. What do you know?
Yeah, exactly. Of course.
When I called you guys from Vegas a couple of weeks ago, was at the I was at a conference about the silly realtors conference.
Silly realtors.
And
I can make raspberries with my mouth.
Oh, what if this was an electric coil stove?
get over here for some tickles, come on.
One of the whole sessions at this thing was about AI and real estate and about how everybody shouldn't be scared of it, because all like the average age of realtor in the United States is like 67 69. Or something like that. It's like probably
420 in Canadian.
Yeah. Wow, they look great for their age. But they were like trying to imagine, or the way they were trying to explain it to all these old people at the conference was like, you're already using AI, even though you think it's going to steal your grandchildren. Like, you're already using it. when you miss your turn and you're following Google Maps and it tells you, hey, you should actually turn on this one now because you need to get there. Like, they're like, that's AI. And you could hear everybody in the room go, oh
no.
Now I'm totally committed to it.
Yeah. So next time you use Truck Nuts Map, apps, that's how you know.
The thing that kills me is that like I use Adobe products every single day. I'll use it to edit this podcast. I don't need the AI features. Just let me turn them off. Just like it's not such a power hog. Just like let me choose when I need them. Like with photo editing, when I want it to like find everybody's buttholes and make them pinker or whatever. Okay, fine. That's great. But like when I'm just trying to edit and it has to go through all those processes, like, no, man, you're bumming me out, AI.
Yeah, the amount of TikTok
feeds I get are about AI and
oh, I thought you were talking about the amount of TikTok feeds you get about pink buttholes.
Well, thanks to Brandon, I feel like I get a lot more than I used to.
More about our feeds.
So I apologize in advance for this, but I made this exact joke on the radio this morning, and I thought I should share it with you guys. MIT has discovered that Mars is covered in potential rocket fuel. Meanwhile, it's been noted that Uranus is covered in farts.
Yes, sir.
That's good.
What actually happened was that the atmosphere of and the, all the water and everything of Mars at some point burned away, and they think that a lot of it is trapped in the top layer of soil on the planet. And so that way the components that you need, which is oxygen and some other fuel component, like they mix liquid oxygen and methane or whatever it is, are trapped within the rocks, and that once we set up a station there, we can synergize, I think is what Brandon was doing.
get the farts off of Uranus.
Yeah.
Combine perfect. Them with the surface of Mars.
It's pretty funny because we watch planet shows all the time. Shout outs to the Gravy Navy. And Professor Brian Cox, he calls it methane, which is, I think, the cutest.
Wrong.
And yeah, that's what I think too. But he talks a lot about Uranus, as he says it.
Wrong.
Being,
wrong.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Anyway. It's methane, but it's Uranus. I don't know.
I'm just going to clip just that, make it, put it on the internet. There we go.
There you go. There just loop it.
Right, great. Done. Another quality clip provided by a Brandon Quip. There we go.
Hey, you guys want to eat me first.
Yeah. That's a good point.
The only person who keeps the show going.
See, we...
The guy that shows up for like maybe one of these a month.
I think you've been at every episode except for two, actually.
Yeah, that's true.
Just limitedly, it's fine.
Yeah.
We just, Okay, well, Chinese scientists are really blowing some minds. Usually we're wowed by giant prehistoric dinosaurs and their big bones. Yeah. But Chinese scientists found something quite the opposite. They found tiny little eggs. And they're complete. And they're not Brandon. And they're from a gazillion years ago. And they're somewhere between the size of like a chicken and a quail egg. And it's everyone's very excited about this. And I started thinking about a couple things. Yeah, somewhere in there, gravy. I started thinking about a couple things. Has anyone actually ever seen a turkey egg? Because, correct me if I'm wrong, but
do turkeys lay eggs?
Yeah. Turkeys come from eggs, right? Because they're birds?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought horses.
Do all birds come from eggs?
How long is a marathon?
Turkey come from egg because bird, yeah? high quality content on Nerd Talk Plus.
It's not wrong.
I've never seen a turkey egg. I'm like more flabbergasted than anything. I live with the turkeys and I've never seen one of them.
Yeah, they're like living in trees, right? Angels. They dive bomb you, like
they do.
Yeah,
patrol the neighborhood. There's
turkey
no eggs
have
anywhere.
Nest because bird, right?
So I got to thinking about it though, and really, what's so different between a chicken and a tiny T-Rex? They're both theropods. If you had a little bird egg from that time that made a dinosaur, like, really, did they find anything that special? Because, like, we got tons of chickens, and apparently turkeys come from eggs. So, like, is it really that exciting?
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. It's more that, I guess, life survived from, you know, 65 million years ago or whatever that we found evidence of it being there or whatever. It's a test.
It's probably just got piled on in mud and just stuck there. I mean, do we even know their eggs? Have we cracked them open? Have we tried to cook them?
The omelets turned out chewy, but they were acceptable. So
they were a little old. Yeah. They were left outside.
And muddy, but that's okay. It's all right. The never mind. I was gonna make a Republican joke, but I decided not to. So leave it at that. Oh, by the way, also, if you're voting for Trump, I think you suck. So it's like,
I'm glad
just
you didn't
stop
make the joke.
Now.
No, seriously, you're the worst. You're a traitor to everything that everyone stands for. So good job. Yeah, I don't know.
As Gravy found a turkey nest and put it in the chat.
Wow, that is
a bad time for Gravy to pull the banner that comes down and has the MAGA.
Oh, wait, wrong one pulls it again. There's a turkey. Like, okay. Brown Angels. Military first. Okay.
Brown Angels. Brandon's version.
The turkeys have a Make America Great Again hat.
Okay, I'm going to leave it. I'm going to move away from me just talking crap about idiots. But after the guy who was like, to a turkey's bird, right? Like,
the people want to know.
Are we going to try to, like, Jurassic Park these eggs or what?
Yeah, like there's a did we talk about it last week, guys? The dog that they're bringing back from, I can't remember what it's called, like a thylacine or something like that. It's a
they're bringing my dog Jake back.
Yeah, they're bringing back old Jakers. Not all his legs though, just most of them, just to make you comfortable.
Hey, Jake was intact.
Truck nuts.
Nudicles.
No, like. I don't have the story in front of me, but there was an animal that lived largely in, it's called the Tasmanian tiger, and it's like, I think we talked about this.
Oh yeah.
It has like
we talked about that
tiger
like
stripes
a month
on its butt,
so.
And it looks like a dog, but it's actually more, or it looks like a cat, but it's actually more of a dog, and it went extinct about 100 years ago, and now they're bringing it back because people were smart enough to cut the heads off some puppies and save them until science could reanimate them.
I want it.
Why are all these animals extinct? Well, we have this bag of heads.
Yeah, don't open that refrigerator.
We had to save them. Cut the heads off.
I'd love a story about food.
Tasmanian tiger food.
Yeah, Tasmanian tiger food. I love a story about food, specifically when Siege gets a wild hare.
and he ends up going and trying to recreate the food at his local
restaurant. Ooh, what do we got this time?
You might think about Thailand last time, where they had a cheeseburger that was actually just 40 slices of American cheese, I think. Is that what it was?
That's right.
Okay, yeah.
That's right.
Very good video on nerdtalkplus.com, all spelled out on Instagram, or just go to nerdtalkplus.com, the actual website, and find us there. But this time around for Halloween, Taiwan is going way harder than the U.S.
Hell yes, let's go.
It's a very spooky looking pizza. What's the, is it goat scene? Is that what it's called, where the guy pulls his butthole and then you see
okay,
it?
Okay, I thought you were saying goat cheese, and then I was like pulling your butthole, and I was like, no, wait, no.
What? Hold on, it gets there.
Where's this food going?
It's a
going?
Different kind of egg.
Yeah, there's a fast pizza. Food chain that is making a pizza that has a really scary face on it, but it has like shriveled up black like mummy hands on it that looks like it's about to pull open its face or whatever.
Oh, like the crust is the butthole.
Yeah, it looks very.
Did we find this on Secret Buttholes?
This would
our
be like...
our joint favorite Instagram account.
You know, Funny Face Pancakes at like at your local pancake place.
Who used to be.
I was trying not to say their name, but no big deal.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's like that, only they use preserved eggs for eyeballs, and so they're like, you know, soaked in probably like soy sauce or something like that, and they're like real
well
dark.
Just for the record, doesn't have goatsy pancakes.
Thank you for digging in. I appreciate you not just letting me move on.
Thou doth protest too much.
God damn it. Just beep this whole thing. Anyway,
have you had the one man one jar pick?
It has giant hands on it made from deep fried squid on your pizza. And something called pig blood cakes, which I'm not sure if it's a joke or if it's actual pig blood made into a cake or whatever. And then at the end, the pizza eats you. Ah!
Oh my god.
With its butthole.
You fall into the pizza.
Yeah, pancake farts was right there.
It really was. It really was. God damn it. Guys,
that pizza
I had
looks
leg
absolutely
surgery?
Disgusting. Can we just
so
say that
gross.
That pizza,
it looks so
that pizza
bad.
Looks like what they took out of your knee when they did the surgery.
Yeah. Oh, I've got pictures of my knee surgery where I'm like, that's that pizza for sure. Yeah.
Do they put in robot parts?
No. They did arthroscopic surgery on me, and they drilled 3 holes into my knee, and then they poked around, and they were like, oh, that's way worse than we thought. Let's drill a 4th hole in there to see what happens. And so now I got 4th hole, which is pretty dope.
Nice.
We all dream of that.
Because I'm the human bruise, I really wish I could show you guys somehow the bruise that's on the back of my leg right now. It is so uncomfortable, and it's very disgusting. So,
cool.
I don't know how to go about doing that on the pod right now. I'll send you a picture later. But
we'll do it later when you're like, you know, take your pants off and just turn around and
we'll
send my ex-wife a picture of it. Yeah. I'm just like, hey, look how bad my leg looks. And I was like, Well, you've seen me a lot worse, so here we go. I've seen you a lot worse too, to be fair. But
we're gonna get a picture of a bruise and a goatse.
Yeah, perfect.
What am I looking at here?
Oh, you know,
it's a pizza. It's a pizza.
Why are hands shriveled up in black? I don't think that surgery went so good.
Soft hand Gurgs has fallen from grace.
Maybe he will die. All right, cool. One more story here before we get on to the real good stuff. This is so awesome. Like in Seattle, people complain about how much it rains here and everything, and like if you look at other places, it rains like so much more, but here it's so consistently rainy that it becomes annoying. It's troubling. It's difficult to deal with. It's dark, it's gloomy, all this stuff, right? Like one time, I think it was in, I can't remember the year, Sean would probably know, but it rained for 90 out of 120 days.
Wasn't that in the Bible?
I think that there was like a giraffes and they were pairing off and humping everywhere, and then we got a giraffesis. It was wild stuff.
That's how we got centaurs.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, that seems really bad. And then somebody discovered, this guy, Mr. Phillips, Jake Phillips. Hi, Jake. Shout out to Jake.
What's up, dummy?
He's he does paleontology as his hobby. He's a science teacher, but he's out just collecting fossils or whatever. And I talked about this on the radio.
Brushing dirt.
And then he like hit me up to be like, I'm literally working on the thing you're talking about right now. It's the Carnian Pluvial event, where the fossil record showed that it rained for likely between 1 and 2 million years in a row on planet Earth.
Whoa!
This is back when we had like the one big Pangaea or whatever. And apparently the sea was the temperature of warm soup, I imagine.
Oh, cool.
Adam Driver saying nice. It's good soup.
Mm.
Yeah.
Delicious to bathe in.
Seafood boil. Yeah, so I guess for reasons I don't understand, because science and birds and eggs and stuff, it left this gap for the dinosaurs to thrive immediately after that. And so it was like the great dying, and one of the great die-offs, one of the mass extinctions of the planet 250 million years ago. After that opened up like probably the Jurassic era, I think, because it was the late Cretaceous, or it was the Cretaceous period after that. So I think it was like the Jurassic, Triassic era that ended up happening there. Maybe the great dying was between those two. Anyway, it like, because of the conditions, the dinosaurs thrived and were able to exist because of 1 to 2 million straight years of rain.
It's because they thrived because every time they went for a swim, it was just like soaking in some hot tubs.
Yeah, let's get some shrimps.
Yeah.
Side note, Brandon would be delicious in soup.
He's already been soaking. What did I call it? A preserved egg? Is that what it is?
Greg is bruised, so we can't eat that.
Yeah. I'm full of blood thinners, dude. It's going to be gross.
Oh, yeah. Let's get him on some thickeners.
Ooh, yeah. Let's get the thing for his ear and just clot him up.
Yeah, I wanted to talk more about the thick ear zapper.
Yeah.
the thing that zap the ear and you make the blood thick. That seems like it would be way too easy to prank people with.
Oh, yeah, for sure. A couple of weeks ago, we were talking about a device that'll send messages to your, I don't know, spleen, and it'll tell your spleen to release more platelets to encourage clotting, so that way if you're in a terrible accident or something like that, they put this thing and it attaches right behind your ear, your vagus nerve, it sends a signal, the spleen makes more platelets, and then you start to clot up, so that way you don't bleed out or whatever. But there's no way to like tell it to just like do your, you know, my knee bones or whatever. You can't like control that or whatever. It'd be a cool way to do some murder, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
All right.
So you wanted to talk more about that, Brandon, or were you just...
No, done? I just like, I think I've maybe talked to Greg about this before, but the idea of having like, I would love to know like the thickness of all of our bloods, just to know like what's the thickness level of this guy, good. Greg's is the thinnest of the bloods.
Dude, I am the worst when it comes to like giving blood, because like I...
Thick gravy.
Gravy's got to have the thickest blood of all the things.
No?
The blood.
Oh, Gravy's on blood thinners as well, he says.
What? Why are you on blood thinners, you
That's why.
He was in the Navy.
I don't know where that came from.
Dude, every time I go...
Got showed to me on Instagram. I'm like looking for... I'm looking for...
Hey.
Oh.
I was like going to look up world records, and I was like, hey, who are you? My Instagram's getting cool. Anyway, sorry. Probably knows I'm talking to you guys.
Oh, no, it's all good. I know that my blood just gets so thick because I get so dehydrated. I don't drink enough water to like stay hydrated enough. So like I'll sit there and I'll pump that little, you know, squeezy ball forever. I pass out like every single time. My doctor knows to like have like a Pepsi and a bag of Doritos or something for when I come in to give blood, just because he's like, all right, so you're going to pass out today.
You're like, hey, bro, could you maybe have a Baja Blast or a Code Red, even better?
Yeah, please.
Code Red Orange?
Next time,
That's kind of cool that your doctor is providing those things.
Oh, yeah, he's awesome. I also surf with my doctor, so it's not like, you know, I get real treatment.
Also, my doctor's not a real doctor. It's just a dude on the beach.
I just call him Doc.
Let's go Dr. Shred, man. He hits the waves. Whoa, Dr. Shred is back.
I don't even know why I'm giving blood.
It's weird that he keeps giving me a Dr. Pepper and saying he is the doctor.
All right, well, We've had a slander. We've had it all counts in Florida, says Gravy.
Where'd you get your degree? Don't worry about it.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, I guess it's time that we dial things back a bit and we go for Guinness time.
Mm.
I look at some of the records that have been set recently.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
One that I think one of us could possibly break. Definitely not me, obviously. I'd get hurt or something and then bruise up or whatever. But the longest single jump on a pogo stick.
Longest,
like consecutive in time?
Like, or longest distance cover? Like
furthest. You jump from, A to B. Okay. How far can you jump? Now, here's the thing, is it says single jump, but he does two build-up jumps to get to the third jump, which
it's probably
it's
probably like the long jump in track, right? Like, you don't count all the little mini jumps that you do up until the long jump. You got the short jumps, then you got the long jump.
I think you're probably onto something there. In the Clown Olympics, this is how this is the triple jump.
Yeah, perfect.
Hmm.
I'm going to say
I'd be betting.
Wait, are we doing
I'd be
meters?
Wanting to do it.
I'll accept
downhill.
Feet or meters. I have both.
He will accept feet. You hear that?
I'm not your foot guy, that's for sure.
You can send those to @nerdtalkplus.com, all spelled out.
You guys
Instagram.
Want to see some feet with bruises, though.
At Hey Gregor on Instagram, DM
is there, is there a niche for that? Because that is what I'm... Someone wants to pay Mike Jackoff if you want to see some gross feet. I got them for you, bro.
Wait, so we can't mark the show explicit anymore?
No.
So we should go to Guinness World Records and see if they'll accept your bruised feet for some sort of world record.
Great, I'm in. Most bruised feet on a 44-year-old. Hey, side note, do you guys know that there's what are the guys' names? Jay and Silent Bob from ICP. Yeah. What are they called? Shaggy and from Insane Clown Posse. It's Shaggy and Violent J.
Violent J. Yes.
The skinnier guy. He's only 3 years older than me. I did not know that. When I was 16 and he was, rapping about murdering people and Faygo and whatever, I thought he was like 30 already. And then it was like, happy 47th birthday to Shaggy Too Dope from ICP the other day. I like texted my friend who like listened to that album over and over. I was like, did you know that we were being influenced by somebody our age?
So, see, they're creative geniuses.
Longest single jump, despite the other two jumps, on a pogo stick. Set by Duncan Murray, a Canadian.
Does this seem like a normal
pogo
stick?
More Canadians?
Yeah, screw those guys. Is Mike Jack Canadian?
I have no idea if it is he gets pretty big air, so I'm going to say it's not like a normal, it's not like one that you get your kids with the streamers on the handlebars or whatever. I think this is probably like one of those, like, I'm in tech and I have too much money, so I'm gonna buy a device that no one really needs and then show off
made
at the
with
park,
like,
and everyone's gonna kind of judge me.
Really,
a little bit better than a unicycle, but not by much.
The only
made with like a shock and a strut from a NASCAR Cup Series car or something.
The only worse way for any of those like Amazon bros to get to work than the uni things is just like on these massive pogo sticks.
Solar wheel?
They look way happier than everybody else, though. A boing, a boing, a boing. I'm going to make $100,000,000,000. A boing. I do computers.
I had a friend who was at a bar and someone went by running by on like the acrobatic stilts, with the Oscar Pistorius or whatever. Like not quite like that because this person had legs.
Because they didn't shoot their wife.
And she said, this is a story that I heard. She told me, she's like, I wished in that moment I said, I will, give up my only question to God if that person falls. And boom! She like willed it to happen. The person totally ate it on Capitol Hill in Seattle. And she was like, oh no, I'm summoned evil.
That's the best.
So listen to the select song Prayer to God and then imagine that happening. Okay, thank you.
Have you guys ever had a moment like that where you felt like you thought of something and then it happened immediately and you went, did I just develop powers? Like that happened. That happened to me. Very similar story. I was at a music festival in Spokane.
There's this kid choking on a donut.
No, that was me. Dang it! I was at a music festival in Spokane.
I'm saying it was for me. I was like, that kid craps his pants.
You're like the worst version of Professor X, is just making people themselves.
Or the best.
Yeah, that's arguable.
At least now every time I shart, I can just blame somebody else on the planet who's...
Yeah, it's
just Greg.
No, yeah, it's just Greg. Greg. Greg's yeah. the one who's like, I never shart there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. He's squeezing his cheeks so tight everybody else is doing it.
Longest single jump on a pogo stick. You turn. Let's go.
While crapping
18
themselves?
18 meters while sharting.
Siege says 18 meters, which I'm is say, 3 times 18 is 48 maybe a little more, 54? Yeah, okay.
54. I'm going to say 18 feet.
Oh, shooting pain in my leg. Oh, my God.
Ah!
Gravy!
Gravy, stop it!
What did you say, Brandon? What did you say? What did you guess?
18 feet.
18 feet, 18 meters, and 100 feet. So let's call it 33 meters, says Sean Gravy Gervin. Longest single jump on a pogo stick, 7.15 meters or 23.45 feet.
Oh, wow.
I don't even remember what anyone said except for 100 feet for Gravy, and so whoever won, congratulations. Do you have like a ta-da, Siege? Do you have like a celebratory chime for somebody who wins?
Wah, 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 wah.
Nah,
that's
there nice. We go. Congratulations. Yeah. Thank you. All right, moving right along. This one's good. I feel like this would be hard. No, I don't want the dumb music. Furthest distance axe throw. Farthest Ooh. Distance axe throw. I feel like no one has to guess what country this happened in, who the record
said. Scotland!
Nope. I guess I did what? Need to. An American, of course, threw an axe the furthest. That's like a... I guess I'm misjudging. That's interesting. This guy is called Jesse Rude, which sounds like he's actually Dutch.
That's like a wrestler.
Yeah, Jesse Rude from the USA threw Rude. An axe this far. Now, it looks to me, I can't see well enough, but it looks
overhead,
to me like...
Overhead, sidearm.
Yeah, overhead. It's over like that, like throwing a... I don't know. Like
now,
an
was
axe.
It an axe or was it a hatchet?
Well, it says axe, so I'm guessing that they do their
I know,
due
but sometimes
here.
People call them axes.
Listen,
those,
I don't...
Those little things are hatchets.
I don't know the answer to this, and so you can ask all you want, but it's metal, what? It has like a thing like this, and then a handle like that, and then...
Well, you're looking at it, right? Is it a shorter handle, or is it a longer handle? Does it look like it's like 3 feet a handle?
Bruv, I don't... It's, yeah, it's 18 inches, maybe. I don't... I all I can read is the caption.
It's
and
a foot
like,
and a half.
What's that?
It's a foot and a half.
Oh, man. I'm starting to feel a little inadequate around here. You guys want to eat me first?
Well, we're not going to eat
like, that's not where we start. Okay, okay. All right, question of the week. If you had to eat your homie because your plane crashed, would you eat?
Start at the
It's work.
Do you leave the as like a...
All right, paper? Enough! How far can you throw the axe?
It's probably all fatty anyway, tissuey and gross.
Answer the goddamn meters. Question. He hit wait, a target. Wait, yes, Gravy, he hit a target.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask that too. Does it have to hit a target? Oh.
18 meters.
Also, when you guys go back and watch this, it is sort of a secret buttholes too, because they highlight the axe flying through the air with like a butthole symbol, like yeah. a
nice.
Big box store. So
it's a goatsy.
45 feet.
45 feet says...
Seems too short. Dang it.
What's your name? Brandon. And then what did you say, Siege?
18 meters.
18 meters. I don't know how many that is. Wait, you said 45 feet?
Yeah.
So that's 15 meters. So Brandon says 15 meters. Siege says 18 meters. Gravy says 40 meters.
Jesus,
right?
Gravy.
40 meters?
That's 120 feet-ish.
Farthest distance axe throw, 43.58 meters or 143 feet.
Whoa.
What?
Damn. Dude. Nice.
That's too far.
All that right. is too far.
Yeah.
What tangent should we get off onto about this
was
one?
It, was that Here like we half have a football field?
Most license plates torn in 30 seconds. The guy, I'll show you the motion that he did. He grabbed it and like it's lengthwise up to down, and then he grabbed like one hand at the top, one hand at the bottom, and ripped across. So he tore them so that it was like twisting and tearing at the same time.
Wow.
So wait, says so his hands were on the same side? So his no, hands like were on the same side?
He's actually pushing away. Like he's like grabbing it like if you were holding it too.
Yeah, okay.
If you were holding...
Same thing as a phone book.
If you made your... phone book is pull apart. This is he's pushing it away. Whatever, it doesn't matter. He's got a hand on the northern hemisphere, a hand on the southern hemisphere, and he's pulling them apart at the equator. And the orientation is that it's taller. It's like a phone. It's taller north than south. It is wide.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Most license plates torn in 30 seconds by 30 seconds. Bill Clark of the United States of America. Obviously.
That go. Seems like a...
Live from prison. Here we go.
I'm going to go 11.
Okay.
Yeah. Dang. 12.
What a dick.
That's a real jerk move there. Wait, you said 11, 12, and 9. Congratulations to... if it's Price is Right rules, I guess congratulations to Gravy because it is 10... License plates torn.
Oh, dirty.
Thank you, thank you. That's perfect.
I'm not giving you a ding for that.
He definitely looks like he's bleeding at the end. He looks at his hands as if he's like hurt, so. A lot of New York license plates getting torn up there. Let me just see what we have here. Another pogo stick. Oh my god, we're not gonna do that, obviously.
Guys, like so we legitimately most of us are at least
on the butt of this.
most of us are at least able to dispute a world record, a currently held world record. So we could all call ourselves the disputed champions.
So it is me. Got it.
I didn't make it.
Listen to last week's episode. No, I'll take it. I'll learn.
How do we go about for real getting the certification, because we deserve it. Although ours were not with, mine was not with the paper straw. Mine was with
none of ours were. I don't think.
Okay,
but the paper straw one though. This is something I was going to say before we started recording. But the paper straw one, the hole, the entry hole that the straw actually goes in is much bigger.
Same size as the penis.
Yes.
Hole.
Fourth hole.
Yes. You're girthy.
Fourth hole.
We've broken the fourth hole.
Podcasting.
Podcast start.
Hold on, let me just write that down. We've broken
fourth hole. what could the fourth hole be?
Question
fourth
mark.
Hole is like either the name of like the worst new sci-fi book series, or
about penis holes. About penis holes.
It's like you could time travel, but you have to travel through the fourth hole.
Now,
I think I have a graphic for that one.
Now we're talking. Final question, guys. We'll do one more. Most dogs walked simultaneously by a single individual.
Obviously, they're not married or dating.
Well, I don't have that information, but yes.
Oh,
I
did say you said they're a single individual.
Oh, yes. Well, okay. Sorry. I guess it doesn't
dad.
Actually. I guess I added that word. I must be projecting. Most dogs walk simultaneously by an individual. How many
by
dogs
a divorced dad.
Could one... potentially divorced dad walk at one time.
Oh,
Gravy
man.
Says 30. Since he's
gotta
that's
got like, to be
now,
more.
Wait, hold on, wait, real quick, guys. From now on, whoever gets it right, do you have to guess first or do you get to guess last on the next one? We should think about this. I feel like
Yeah.
I think if you get it right, you should either be punished for the next time, so we try and get some equilibrium.
Hey, somebody go back and listen to all of the shows so far and
Steven.
Tell us what the score is.
Yeah.
Steven. Oh, yeah, that's great.
Steven.
Gravy, if you're up for it sometime, keep track of who of scores on this. No. While we're doing it live, not just
because
if we started today, you'd be winning. I'm not suggesting.
As if you don't make him do enough.
Yeah, we're working him very hard.
Oh, what? Yeah, he uses Google 7 times. Oh no. All right. Most dogs walk simultaneously by an individual. Gravy says 30.
Oh, it's got to be more.
18 meters.
18 meters. Okay, that's not a thing.
50. And then, oh, it's got to be more. It's got to be like 63.
63, Siege?
I'm going to go 42.
Most dogs walk simultaneously by an individual. 38 by Mitchell Rudy.
What?
Oh.
Canadian.
See, that doesn't count.
They're Canadian.
They don't
dogs.
Use the same numbers.
Yeah, you know what counts, though? Is that
there's probably smaller dogs.
They're rescued from Korea, and you know that stereotype.
Yeah, they're definitely smaller dogs there.
I don't know.
No,
like,
they're fattier.
So say, they're good eating. Fresh from Hawaii and brown and supple. Eat them.
They taste good. They taste good in a soup.
Would you eat?
All right, well, that brings us to the end of another very heady show. Turkeys are birds.
Turkey's bird?
Turkey bird. Egg? No.
Nest. Tree. Okay. So what did we learn this week? After all, Beak? This is a very heady show. Joining us, producer Sean Gravy Gervin with the answers to the...
Bird talk.
What did we learn this week? Oh, boy.
Great. You know what, guys? The... size of the urethra is up to 22 or 0.5 centimeters. And then if you talk about the size of the Capri Sun, it's 0.25 centimeters. So
you can fit two straws in there?
You could fit two straws in there.
All right, experimenting. I'll have a video out Monday.
Four holes, two straws.
This is the goatsy side of things. There we go, Greg.
I mean, just curious, the average diameter of a butthole? I'm just curious.
I don't have that ready on my Google right now, man.
We've already used all seven of his Googles.
All seven, we're done.
It's going to get weird. I'll say this much. Siege has to do, he has so much in common with the Tasmanian tigers, they both had their heads cut off.
Mm. Oh, yes. Oh, I like that.
Yes.
He's a Tasmanian puppy.
I think that gives you Tasmanian citizenship, too. That's great.
Oh!
Yeah.
You get your boomerang.
Yo, Crash Bandicoot is from Tasmania.
That's actually where this kind of came up from. Is like, oh, I was so shocked that a bandicoot's a real thing and not just a hilarious video game character that we model ourselves off after. One of us, at least. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, and Brandon's going to have to cut at least 10 lines of coke at his next open house to capture the Gen Z AI girl buyers that are coming in.
Kids don't have
more
money.
More lines of coke.
They have no money.
If they're Mormon. Kids don't have money. Does it work a different coke, or what's the...
It's that pink cocaine that killed that guy from One Direction.
Oh.
I thought that was falling off of the balcony.
My niece...
That was the part that killed him.
I said it to her, be like, oh my god, I thought of you when I saw this, and she was like, well, thanks, Uncle Greg. I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
She's seven.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got Greg going on his big tour of Japan coming up, and he's going to take a little bit of a detour over to Taiwan to compare his human bruised knee surgery to a pizza.
Yeah, I'm in. We'll see whose goatsy's better.
Gregsy. It's Gregsy.
Yes.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.